Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, The Lord Slays the King of the Demons, Text 24. Alakshitognau Patita Patangamo Yata Nisrimaljasi So Saras Tada na tad vichitram kalu satpa damani spa tejasa yo nu purapibat tamaha. Alakshitognau patita patangamo yatana shringau jasi so surastada natad vichitram kalusatva damani svatejasa yonu purapibhattamaha. Alakshitognau patita patangamo yatana shringau jasi so surastada natad vichitram kalusatva damani svatejasa yo nuparapibhattamaha. Alakshitognau patita patangamo yatana shringau jasi so surastada natad vichitram kalusatva damani svatejasa yo nuparapibhattamaha. Alakshitognau patita patangamo. Natad vichitram kalusatva damani svatejasa yo nuparapadvatamaha. Alakshitognau patita patangamo. Itanu singo jasi so sharastada. Atad vichitram kalusatva damani. Alakshitognau patita patangamo itana shingo jasi so saratada atad vichitram kalusatva damani satejasa yanuparadusatpara. Vaishnavis, Natana Shingo Jasi So Sarastada Natad Vichitram Kalusatva Damani Satejasa Yonu Parapibhattamaha. Alakshitaha, invisible, Agno, in the fire, Patitaha, fallen, Patangamaha, an insect, Yata, just as, Nisringha, of Lord Nisringadev, Ojasi, in the effulgence, Saha, he, Asuraha, Hiranyakashipu, Tada, at that time, Na, not, Tat, that, Vichitram, wonderful, Kalu, indeed, Satvadamani, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in pure goodness. Svatejasa, by his own effulgence. Yaha, he who, the Lord. Nu, indeed. Pura, formally. Apibat, swallowed up. Tamaha, the darkness within the material creation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Just as a small insect falls forcefully into a fire and the insignificant creature becomes invisible, when Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord, who was full of effulgence, Hiranyakashipu became invisible. This is not at all astonishing, for the Lord is always situated in pure goodness. Formerly, during creation, he entered the dark universe and illuminated it by his spiritual effulgence. Please repeat. Just as a small insect falls forcefully into a fire, and the insignificant creature becomes invisible. When Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord, who was full of effulgence, Hiranyakashipu became invisible. This is not at all astonishing, for the Lord is always situated in pure goodness. Formerly, during creation, he entered the dark universe and illuminated it by his spiritual effulgence. Purport. The Lord is situated transcendentally in pure goodness. The material world is generally controlled by tamaguna, the quality of ignorance. But the spiritual world, because of the presence of the Lord and his effulgence, is free from all contamination by darkness, passion, or contaminated goodness. Although there is a tinge of goodness in this material world in terms of the brahminical qualifications, such qualifications become invisible because of the strong prevalence of the modes of passion and ignorance. And because the Lord is always transcendentally situated, the material modes of passion and ignorance cannot touch him. Whenever the Lord is present, there cannot be any darkness from the mode of ignorance. It is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, text 31, Krishna Surya Sama Mayahaya Andhikara Yahan Krishna Tahanai Mayara Adhikara. Quote, Godhead is light, nescience is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there is no nescience. This material world is full of darkness and ignorance of spiritual life. But By bhakti yoga, this ignorance is dissipated. The Lord appeared because of the bhakti yoga exhibited by Prahlad Maharaj. And as soon as the Lord appeared, the influence of Hiranyakashipu's passion and ignorance was vanquished as the Lord's quality of pure goodness or the Brahman effulgence became prominent. In that prominent effulgence, Hiranyakashipu became invisible or his influence became insignificant. An example illustrating how the darkness of the material world is vanquished is given in the Shastra. When Brahma was created from the lotus stem growing from the abdomen of Garbhadakshai Vishnu, Lord Brahma saw everything to be dark. But when he received knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything became clear, as everything becomes clear when one comes from night to sunshine. The important point is that as long as we are in the material modes of nature, we are always in darkness. This darkness cannot be dissipated without the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is invoked by the practice of bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga creates a transcendental situation with no tinges of material contamination. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, translation again. Just as a small insect falls forcefully into a fire and the insignificant creature becomes invisible, when Hiranyakashipu attacked the Lord, who was full of effulgence, Hiranyakashipu became invisible. This is not at all astonishing, for the Lord is always situated in pure goodness. Formerly, during creation, he entered the dark universe and illuminated it by his spiritual effulgence. So in the purport, you know, Srila Prabhupada several times mentions the concept of the darkness of this material world, and that can be understood in various ways. In one sense, it just means the material world is physically dark. It requires some external source of illumination. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes the spiritual world in this way. He says, Natad basyate suryo na shashanka na pavaka. In that spiritual world, there is no need of any sunlight or moonlight or electricity, electrical light, because by nature, the spiritual world is full of the transcendental effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is naturally illuminated, it is self-illuminated. So this material world is not self-illuminated. By nature, it is dark. And therefore, we require for light some sunlight, some moonlight, and in the absence of sunlight and moonlight, electrical light or some other artificial type of light, because this world is naturally a place of darkness. So, you know, we can see that. You know, when, you know, before I was a devotee, I was in the Navy, and I was stationed at a weather station in Iceland, you know, which is near the Arctic Circle. So during the summer months there, practically it's light all the time, 24 hours a day. And during the deep part of winter, it's dark pretty much all of the time. But in reality, this material world is always a dark place, and therefore these artificial types of illumination are required. So the spiritual world is sometimes called Uttama. So Uttama, in one meaning of that word, it means supreme. And another word, way of looking at it, Srila Prabhupada explains, is that it's made up of two words, Ut and Tama. So Ut means beyond, and Tama means darkness. So the spiritual world is beyond the darkness of this material world. And as part of, you know, the temple of Vedic planetarium in Mayapur, there are going to be some exhibits, and there'll be a planetarium theater where films can be shown. And one of them that's being discussed is kind of a journey out of this material universe. It's this material universe is like a ball. And there's a hollow space within it. And that hollow space is where we find the planets and the stars and things like that. But this universe is covered by shells of material energy, shells of earth, water, fire, ether. They're different shells, and they're very, very thick, each one being 10 times thicker than the other. So when a soul leaves this material world, it has to go through all those different layers, and then finally it will break out into the spiritual sky, which is naturally effulgent, you know, with the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Brahman effulgence. And then within that Brahman effulgence are floating the Vaikuntha planets, and ultimately Goloka Vrindavan, the supreme spiritual planet. One of the ideas is to make a film about how a yogi or a bhakti yogi travels from this world of darkness through all the different planetary systems and then breaks through the different layers of the universe and finally comes out into the spiritual world. So that is your ultimate, you know, destination, to go back home, back to Godhead. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada quotes in this purport this verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Surya Sama Mayahaya Andhakara, Yahan Krishna Taha Nahi Mayara Adhikara. And the translation is, Godhead is light, nescience is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there is no nescience. So when Srila Prabhupada created Back to Godhead magazine, he made this the motto of it. And it's still there today. You know, if you see any issue of Back to Godhead magazine, on the very top, you know, there is this motto, Godhead is light, nescience is darkness. Where there is Godhead, there is no nescience. So this leads us to another kind of darkness, and that's the darkness of ignorance. You know, in terms of material darkness, you know, if a room is materially dark, then you cannot see the objects in it. You know, you may stumble over something, or you may fall down some stairs or something. It's darkness is very dangerous. So there's another type of darkness in this world, and that is spiritual darkness, where people, you know, even though, you know, the lights may be on, people cannot see the spiritual realities. They are, in some of his purports, in Srila Prabhupada's purports elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, you know, he explains this kind of darkness, the darkness of ignorance. So the two things are connected. There's darkness, and then there's ignorance, and they're connected. That kind of darkness means a person cannot understand what he or she really is. Aham Brahmasmi. You know, I am a spirit soul. But in this material world, many people think they are their material bodies, and they're ignorant that within the body there is the spirit soul, and that is the real self. So this is a kind of darkness. It's ignorance. I mean, the lights may be on. You know, there may be very nice light, but the spiritual vision is clouded because the person does not have a conception of who he really is. And that is very dangerous, because if a person does not know who he really is, then he cannot act in his own best self-interest, because he doesn't know what his real self is. So therefore, such a person is going to act in ways that are very unfavorable for himself and for others. Because not only does he not understand who he really is, he doesn't know who others really are. You know, he may just think, oh, this is my friend, this is my enemy, this is my relative, this is... But really, all living things are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jivara Sarupahoy Krishnara Nitya Das, Lord Chaitanya says, the real identity of the self is eternal servant of Krishna. So, if someone is not aware of that and striving to realize that, and act on that basis, then such a person is in darkness, the darkness of ignorance. And such a person will not be aware of how he has acted in past lives, and why he is in the situation he is now, and what he should be doing to get out of this situation in the future. So that is a kind of ignorance, not to know the true nature of the self. And related to that is understanding the nature of the supreme self, that there is a supreme conscious intelligent being who is the source of everything and the controller of everything. Ishvara Parama Krishna. The supreme controller is Lord Krishna. If one is not aware of that, one is in the darkness of ignorance. Because then one will primary attention to other controllers. One will think that he himself is the supreme controller, or that some powerful person within this world is the supreme controller, and therefore they will act only to satisfy such personalities, either to satisfy their own selfish desires or the selfish desires of some other person within this material world. And in that way, they won't be satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They'll be violating his laws. And that will create a very bad situation for the world and for the individuals within it who are following that philosophy. So this is another type of darkness. I mean, the lights may be on, but if one does not see the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in everything and behind everything, then such a person is in darkness, you know, the darkness of ignorance. So Hiranyakashipu is the emblem of such a personality. And Prahlad Maharaj is the emblem of a person who is in light. So when a personality like Hiranyakashipu tries to fight, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's a losing battle. Like, I mean, just out in the world, you know, the whole world's been consumed with, you know, there was some criminal who tried to oppose the whole justice system. And, you know, he met an end. So if someone tries to oppose the supreme justice system, as in the supreme personality who's behind that, the source of all justice and dharma, then such a person is like a small insect entering into a blazing fire. And Hiranyakashipu is about to discover that. So we should strive to become free from the darkness of ignorance in this material world. And for that purpose, we require assistance. You know, we can't become freed from the darkness of ignorance by our own endeavor. And therefore, we're, you know, chanting one of those mantras to the spiritual master, Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gnanjana Shalakaya. So we're praying that the spiritual master open our eyes with the light of knowledge, because we are currently lost in the darkness of ignorance. So that is the arrangement that Lord Krishna makes. You know, he sends his, he comes himself, but he also sends his representative. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati katopi. You know, by pleasing the spiritual master, we can please Krishna. That is the arrangement that Krishna makes. And the purpose of the spiritual master is to deliver people from the darkness of ignorance and the darkness of this material world. So I'll stop there. Is there any comments or questions? Slavas?
One may ask, or one may comment, that since Balabharaj is such an empowered person, devotee, what would be the necessity of the Supreme Lord to appear? In other words, if Ramakrishna couldn't kill Balabharaj, fight in so many ways, and
what would be the necessity of the Supreme Lord coming? Although it was, you know, we understand the story now as it is, you know, that he came because he couldn't be killed and he got all these boons from Brahma. But the power of Prahlad Maharaj appears to be even more powerful than even Brahma himself. So one may ask, well, what was the purpose of the Supreme Lord coming in this particular form?
Maharaj kind of touched on that yesterday. You know, the Lord has a fighting propensity, and sometimes he makes arrangements to display his fighting propensity. And there's a whole dramatic sequence of events to facilitate that. So the pastime is meaningful on many different levels, and you know, as we've been going through this pastime for the past couple of months, and you know, we've been getting many different angles of vision on it. But, you know, this is one of them, that the Lord likes to display his fighting tendency. Archita Prabhu?
I'd just like to add that although he couldn't kill Prahlad by the Lord's ring, still he was in control of the universe. So others were being bothered by him, up to and including the demigods. So he couldn't kill Prahlad, but Prahlad wasn't killing him. So he was still in charge, he was still frustrating the demigods, he was still, you know, killing others.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. Okay, that's another point in response to Svavasa's observation that he appeared to show that he really was there in the pillar, as Prahlad had said. So that's another reason Lord Nrisimhadev was actually extremely angry at the way Hiranyakashipu was mistreating Prahlad Maharaj. That was another reason for his activity. Oh, Lord Nrisimhadev ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.